Come see us today or visit our website 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads. APR with approved credit.
KVUE News Time is 8:24. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. Pauline Stachini, Emporia Public Library Director, back with us here on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line and back on the morning show today.
Yeah, Pauline, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good for a Monday morning. How about you?
So far, so good. Well, we just had Pauline in a few days ago. We were talking to a certain degree about the construction, I guess really the renovation process with the doors. We talked a little bit about the youth services team, which has had a couple of big announcements. And then before we were done, Pauline dropped that there were going to be a couple of more rather big announcements here for the administrative team very soon. So are you ready to announce those big announcements here today?
I am absolutely ready to announce
it. All right, okay. Please do.
So I am so excited to announce that Kimberly Cook will be our new Assistant Director of Access Services. Kimberly was formerly the Director of the Academic Center for Excellence and Student Success at the Emporia State University and has her master's degree from SLIM. So I am so excited to bring this person who has all this experience with managing, with interacting with lifelong learners, to our team here at EPL.
Wow, nice hire.
That's a nice hire. And you mentioned here, Pauline, a little bit about Access Services, you know, when you joined us on Friday, and really why that's becoming more of an important focus here for libraries, whether they're associated with the university or not. Why is Access Services now such, I guess, maybe a big point looking forward, and why that has to be built into the org team?
You know, I think it's really a change in vocabulary or taxonomy for the most part. You know, libraries have always had this historical head of tech services, and always ambiguously, what does that mean? Well, I guess they do the computer stuff, but computers are how people are accessing information today. So much of what we do has either shifted online or has an online counterpart. And how many people visit the library to use the technology that we have available to them? So it's really about, instead of minimizing that role to say tech services, it's really changing the story that this is about how people are going to access the things that we have here for them.
Just how all-encompassing now, Pauline, on the front side that we see at the library and even on the back side that people don't, How all-encompassing is the computer right now for doing what the library needs to do?
Well, from our standpoint as staff, I mean, what have I been doing since I got here this morning? Responding to emails. You know, that's how people communicate in 2023. I've also typed up a press release on a computer. But we also use our computers to check people's books in and out, to have their accounts up to date, ready to use. We have e-books that people can access on their computers or their personal devices. And then we are probably one of the few places in town that still has a fax machine, which is also a type of computer. So I think technology has become so ubiquitous in people's lives that, you know, one of the ways they're going to access their community or interact with it is going to be through a computer.
Yeah, and we try our best to stay in front. All of the technology that seems to be changing and upgraded on a daily basis. Well, when will Kimberly start, Pauline?
She will be joining us in her official capacity on Monday, October 2nd, so just a week away.
Outstanding.
Pretty quick.
Outstanding.
Yeah. I do have a secondary announcement, which is that I have promoted internally Kendra Spade, our former business manager, into the role of Assistant Director of Operations so that we can also have really robust representation there.
Well, what's the, I guess, for folks that are going to hear this and say Access Services and Operations, where do these two responsibilities, I guess, dovetail and where do they separate out?
Sure. So Access Services is really going to be about how people interact with our collection, our technologies, our offerings. Operations is going to have, so that former business manager part, which is human resources, accounting, with the added responsibility of our facilities and safety, security. So making sure that we have a building and an environment that people can use, Access Services, how people can use things here, and that leaves public services for me. So How do we offer the best possible service? Are we providing programs that people want? How can we do more, better, to improve people's lives?
Well, I have to ask here, too, you know, we mentioned here, and you really drove the conversation here about the computer side of things and kind of getting back to that side of operations. What else do you see here besides artificial intelligence that may have a major change in how libraries operate here within the next 5 to 10 years?
You know, that's a complicated question, I think, especially for a city like Emporia. There's cutting-edge technology everywhere, but not everyone has access to that technology, and not everybody is going to be able to use it, and not a lot of it is going to really enhance people's lives. So one of the new technologies that we're going to kind of spread out there is we are playing with, I'll say, technologies that are in the health field. We're working with Newman Regional Health for a future announcement. I can't talk about it yet today.
Oh,
but another
Sorry,
one stays
here. I'm really not doing this on purpose. I swear. But really thinking about the technologies that people can have a handle on, that they could own themselves if they were interested, as far as library-changing technologies, I'm hopeful to see better broadband access in Emporia and the surrounding areas so that more people can have things like tablets, so they can stream content, or they can borrow books or e-books, whatever their desire is.
Well, a couple of major announcements this morning. So staff-wise, you feel pretty good about where you're at?
Oh, yes. I'm feeling really great, and I'm excited to think about what this means about possible expansion of our staff, too. You know, we have some really great, dedicated folks who work here and want to make, you know, a big impact in the community by serving. So I think we're sitting pretty good right now. I'm going to knock on wood.
Although I have to ask, and Ron kind of did crack the door open just a little bit, what maybe staffing needs, not immediately, but maybe within the next couple of years or so, would you see that would be needed here to really help things out locally and maybe even across maybe outside the city limits a little bit when it comes to library operations are concerned?
Yeah, I think the next staffing move I see for the Emporia Public Library today on Monday, September 25th of 2023, because things change all the time, is I would love to see an adult services coordinator. So in the way that we have two full-time people dedicated to youth programming services, we've really just got the one adult services librarian. And as we know, adults go from 18 to 120. That's a big responsibility for programming and collection development and services. So I'd like to see us expand there. And we're always looking for people who are bilingual, who speak Spanish. You know, we've got a big Spanish-speaking community here, and only a couple of us are Spanish speakers. So we definitely want to expand in that area as well.
Well, Pauline, how many people do you have under you? How many people are employed at the Emporia Public Library right now?
I'm going to say 22.
Okay.
Okay. And for folks that don't know, what is your reach? I mean, you know, the computer puts you obviously anywhere, but maybe more of the the traditional reach for the library concern.
Sure. So our outreach specialist provides services using our Library on the Go van down in Olpe. We deliver books to that Olpe Senior Center. I know we visited the Hartford Senior Center a handful of times. She goes to the Allen Farmers Market. You know, we really strive to serve Lyon County to complement the other Lyon County libraries here.
Sounds good. Well,
indeed.
Are we missing anything, Pauline, that you wanted to bring up here other than maybe kind of a reminder here on the doors and when those are going to be back to normal?
Oh, man. If I knew, I would definitely tell you. I'm hopeful they'll be done in the next 3 weeks. We're still in the part of fall where weather is still okay enough that as they are taking out the entire waterfall window, it isn't too much of an impact, just a noise impact here.
Sounds good.
All right.
Well, Pauline, thanks so much for joining us, passing along the word here on our airwaves, and we'll be writing up a story here shortly to keep highlighting what you guys got going on. Really appreciate your time with us this morning.
And let us know, you know, when that health offering with Newman Regional Health comes to fruition.
Or what other big ventures and plans you got going.
That sounds like a plan. Thank you all so much.
Pauline, thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Pauline Stachini, our Newsmaker 2 guest here today. She's the Emporia Public Library Director. Again, just talking about new hires, new responsibilities for the library's administrative team. And if you want to be part of the 820 Newsmaker slots, we don't have any. And we're actually pretty short on 840 spots, at least in a couple of spots, to close out the week. If you want one, it'll be tomorrow or Wednesday. Let us know, 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 guest at 820 is Riley Day. He was recently named as the Emporia Symphony Orchestra conductor, and we are talking about upcoming concerts tomorrow, 820 here on KVUE.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longbineauto.com. KVUE live in local 835, sunshine, 60 degrees. Good morning.
In a couple of hours, New Jersey Governor Bob Menendez will hold a news conference speaking